You are listening to Girl Speak, a podcast series all about art, history, and contemporary culture with a girl's eye view.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 136 of Girl Speak, Strong, Female, Magical. I'm Tiffany Rhodes, Program Developer with Girl Museum. Thanks for tuning in, downloading, or streaming us today. Girl Speak is produced by Girl Museum, the first and only museum in the world dedicated to celebrating girlhood. Girl Museum explores the art, history, and culture of girls around the world in the past and present. All of our programs are volunteer-run and supported by listeners like you. Visit us on the web at www.girlmuseum.org. What traits make girls great? What make them unforgettable? What draws us to their stories? So often it is strong girls, fearless girls, and perhaps my favorite, magical girls. These are the girls who shatter stereotypes, who stand up for themselves and others, and who seek to change the world. Most of all, they are girls that embrace their inner magic, the skills and attributes that make them unique. What better way to conjure up some of our favorite magical girls than by looking at fictional girl witches? Today, junior girls Megan and Josie provide us a glimpse into the many portrayals of girl witches in literature, TV, and movies from around the world, many of whom embody strength, intelligence, and bravery in the face of adversity. They inspire many around the world and often come as a constant presence in the life of many young girls. You've probably heard of some of the girl witches we'll talk about, while others may be more new to you. Girl witches are not widely known, yet historically female witches have often been portrayed as scary, ugly, warty, and evil. These portrayals are attributed to a variety of different things: sexism and the fear of powerful women and girls that speak up for themselves, as well as the witch trials where women made up the main section of those accused of witchcraft and later killed. But over the last 30 years, witches have been reclaimed by girls and women alike. The portrayals of them as ugly and evil have become empowering in that there's power in being a woman or girl that men are threatened by. Girl witches have come to embody feminism and how girls can overcome hardship and challenges for the greater good. One of the earlier, and in my opinion, most empowering examples of witches embodying the feminist agenda is the 1996 movie The Craft. The film's plot centers on a group of four teenage high school girls who pursue witchcraft and magic for personal gain. These are girls who have struggles. Often they are outcasts or the new girl, and the only person of color in an all-white girl school. They have all faced challenges in their lives before discovering witchcraft. The film plays on high school movie tropes with the presence of the ever-evil popular girl and the boys who have obviously never been taught boundaries or how to respect a person. The depiction of witches as horrific and scary was transformed in this movie, with the girls being shown as exceptionally cool and as people who had faced adversity and overcome it through girl power and magic. This movie forces us to reconsider what we think a witch is and what we think a girl, especially a teenage girl, should and shouldn't be. Conform to survive high school or embrace your inner witchiness? This movie has even inspired a famous girl band, Little Mix, the song. The music video for Black Magic, one of their most recognizable chart toppers, heavily relies on the craft references in showing how girls can empower themselves and each other. However, people are more often inclined to remember things that subvert their own norms and values, which is why portrayals of witches as something scary and grotesque in the horror genre prevail. There are countless portrayals of girl witches in the world. They are popular tropes used by authors, film, and television creators to engage the viewer and provide some escapism with something a little bit out of the ordinary. Girl witches are also constantly being reinvented and remade to keep up with current times and topical issues. The recent remake of Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Netflix, for example, or the recent release of The Craft sequel. Girl witches prove a highly adaptable medium in which to communicate how girls and their position in society has changed. Arguably, one of the most famous girl witches to ever be portrayed in both book and TV form is Hermione Granger of the Harry Potter series. born to non-magical parents, she was always going to face challenges as a result of her blood status. This was only added to by her passion for learning and excelling in her education, which frequently made her a target of bullying and abuse. However, throughout the series, Hermione comes to be one of the most empowered and empathetic characters there is. She never allows the mean comments and her position as an outcast to affect her. She continues to pursue any and all classes she likes, so much so that she gets dubbed the brightest witch of her age. She cares deeply for others, especially those who are facing inequality, and ends up starting an organization that advocates for them. She should never be delegated as a minor character, as the novel's narrative couldn't have progressed without Hermione. For me, as a young bookish girl, Hermione made reading exciting and learning cool. Everyone in the school playground wanted to be her when playing out Harry Potter, and her ability to accept herself and others who were different to her helped to create a generation of girls who were caring, considerate, and overcame difference without a second thought. Another character, one that is potentially not often labeled as a witch, is the titular character from Roald Dahl's 1988 book, Matilda. The inquisitive young girl can perform fantastical feats that are often chalked up to as being accidents. Looking closer, however, these inexplicable events are usually a result of Matilda herself experiencing intense emotion, whether it be anger, fear, or joy. Witches are often depicted as using their emotional state as fuel for their magic, and Matilda, although only a kindergarten student who has perhaps not learnt complete control of her powers yet, is definitely part of this group. Courageously, Matilda uses her magic to free herself and Miss Honey from the restrictive bonds of her family and Miss Trunchbull. Through her magic and infectiously positive attitude, Matilda inspires her other classmates to speak up for themselves and to aid those in need of help. As a young girl, she is constantly undermined and seen as a nuisance or something to be controlled. Although the book and movie offer comedic scenes on the subject, the end message in Matilda is one that should not be ignored. Little girls have more power than you might think, and they should use it. Obsessed with reading, Matilda is extremely intelligent. She is a wondrous character, an empowering girl who not only changed her own circumstance, but inspired many others to do the same. Although not directly labeled a witch, she definitely still adds to the positive depiction of girl witches, alongside the other characters we talk about today. She embodies the very characteristics of a witch. She is empowered, intelligent, willing to fight for her rights, and has powers that no one quite understands. As a result, perceptions of both witches and girlhood only stand to improve due to her contribution. Returning to a witch of the teenage variety, we come to Bonnie Bennett from the TV show The Vampire Diaries, or Bonnie McCullough as she's known in the books. Bonnie's tale is one a lot more isolated than many of the other girl witches portrayed in the media. Although part of a long line of strong, ferocious witches, she learned largely through her own research and experiences. It is within Bonnie that I think we see a lot of what it means to be a girl witch. She is surrounded by friends who, although supportive, may not know exactly what she is experiencing, a feeling that I'm sure is familiar for many young girls. Of course, having to learn the ropes of witchcraft and with many lives in her hands, there is added pressure. But Bonnie has become such a beloved and relatable character because of the fact that she doesn't always have the right answers straight away. Bonnie's Gran is the one who initially introduces her to her witchcraft lineage, and in doing so creates an interesting dynamic. The older woman is passed off as a crazy alcoholic who likes telling tales, and it is only being Bonnie that discovers her powers that she realizes that her Gran wasn't simply weaving stories. We therefore see the old vision of a witch, an older, mentally disturbed lady, juxtaposed with that of the newer version, a younger, enthusiastic, and empathetic girl. Bonnie in the TV show, as a witch of color, also provides some much-needed representation which steers away from stereotypes, such as the fact that she works with light magic rather than being introduced as a character who solely uses black or dark magic. Predominantly popular depictions of witches in fiction have tended towards white witches rather than people of color, and Bonnie is a character who illustrates that all girls can find themselves reflected positively in the magical world of witchcraft. Finally, a girl witch which may not be as well known, but was definitely a fixture in my childhood, is Mildred Hubble from The Worst Witch. The 1997 series focuses on Mildred as she navigates her newfound magical powers and life at Cackle's Academy. She is one of the most relatable characters I have ever come across in the girl witch universe. Mildred is not the most intelligent of all the witches at Cackle's Academy. Rather, much like most people, she has a few things she excels at and a few things that aren't her strongest subject. She is clumsy, a little awkward, and much like the girls in the craft and Hermione, has a few friends she can depend on when times get tough. Mildred always wanted what was best for her, her friends, and the school. She always did the right thing, even if the right thing got her in trouble, or doing it went a bit wrong along the way. This girl witch embodies much of the adventures, disastrous and triumphant, that teenage girls will go through as they grow older. From getting the teacher that has it out for you on the side to mastering something you thought was out of your reach. There are many more girl witches that we have not mentioned in this podcast episode that I'm sure you grew up with and were inspired by. As I was researching these phenomenal literary and fictional heroines, it occurred to me that without such characters, I probably wouldn't be the person I am today. From my love of reading and the self-assurances that these characters inspire, girls have transformed the witch landscape and taken them out of the darkness and into the light. Witches are no longer a subject of nightmares and horror stories, but of mysticism, beauty, and power. Girl witches, in my opinion, are gateway characters to feminism, and I don't know a girl or woman in my life who hasn't been affected by their presence. Strong female characters are essential for growing girls to see themselves reflected in the media and pop culture, and if they happen to be a little magical as well, I don't see how that's particularly dissimilar to girl power and the magic that every daughter on this planet has. We hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to tune into our next podcast as we honor the life of Maria of Anjou, who became the Girl Queen of Hungary. Finally, please help to support future production of Girl Speak by visiting us at www.girlmuseum.org and clicking donate. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
If you like hearing a fresh, girl-positive perspective on the internet, please support us with a tax-deductible donation easily made on our website. Our music is courtesy of up-and-coming artist Han Av. You can find her SoundCloud link on our website.